Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. This is Live Events. In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight? The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVM Tour, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madam and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of the Night Zone.
Tonight's guest is David Baker, psychic medium, makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. David is a certified medium and angel therapy practitioner trained by Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD. David Baker, psychic medium, taking your calls tonight live in the Night Zone. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight.
And indeed, welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone tonight. Tonight, our good friend David Baker is back with us taking our calls. Before we get to that, great big shout out to the Calgary Brickies, much better off. And a huge hello to our listeners in British Columbia, Canada. Happy birthday to Christine, a British transplant to Calgary. And welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone, everybody. Let's not forget our local listeners, of course, in the Calgary region. We do appreciate you tuning in. And Night Zoners on the blogspot.com blogosphere and around the world, Facebook, Twitter. Have I missed anything? Oh, well, you kind of get the idea. Welcome to the Night Zone. It's great for tonight to be here, especially with David. It's going to be a fabulous night. Before we get to David, I just want to throw a quick shout out to the team over at UFO Digest. They do a remarkable job at reporting all kinds of paranormal events and the like. So kudos, guys. Great job. Check out UFODigest.com if anyone gets a chance. It's a pretty interesting website. Well, it's always a pleasure to welcome back David Baker. Welcome him back into the shadows of the Night Zone. Of course, he makes contact with spirit guides, angels, passed over loved ones, passes the messages. And his account record with us is absolutely stellar. So with that said, let me just crack him open. David, good evening. Welcome back to the Night Zone, sir.
Good evening, Colin, and everybody, and the ghosts and spirits. Halloween may be over, but the spirits are still here. Thank you for having me back.
I hope you and the family and Cheryl are well.
We're fine. The wife and I are fine. Everything's going as it should be. And how is you and your wonderful family?
We are doing absolutely marvelous, and I do appreciate it, David. So blessings around the household before we get going. And David, you mentioned at the top there that the spirits are still out there just because Halloween is over. How long does it take for these spirits to resettle, if you will?
It could either be instantaneous or depending upon what the spirit is feeling at the time. And on the last show, I believe you brought up a question about do spirits here, can they negatively affect people or places?
Right.
And I was pondering that challenging question, and I think the answer would have been yes, and I think I said something to that effect last time. But yeah, as far as spirits go, briefly, Halloween, you know, everybody expects to see them on Halloween, so all that energy coming out, you're going to have more experiences, more than likely, all over the world during that time than you would normally.
Right. So the energy level of the spirit world is agitated on that particular date because there. Do you think it's because there are so many people conjuring up that that legend of the night of the night of the Halloween, All Hallows Eve?
Yes, I believe that has a great deal to do with it, for sure.
Do you think that's a universal energy type of action that we as mankind seem to have, Dave?
I believe every culture has something like that, where they honor the dead in some capacity. Like in South America, they have a big celebration, a parade, and they have all these skulls and figures and so forth. Marching around celebrating the dead, and of course the Indians and the Hindus and pretty much name any culture in some way, right. They have some type of celebration.
In fact, I think it's the celebration of the dead in Mexico this week, or was it last week? But you're close, yeah, it's somewhere around here, that's for sure. And I wonder why that is, David. Why do you think that we are so tied to the mystic realm, yet we tend to push away from it, or many of us do.
I think centuries ago, before the advent of computers and modern technology, people's minds were not focused on the phone and the text, on the computer, on the video, have things plugged into their head and fixated on many multiple things, including the vehicle to get to work and machines to do the work, which is actually their logical part of the brain. Back then, they didn't have to use it as much. It was more in balance with the spiritual side of the brain, which was accepted then because it was more noticeable. Plus, there was many, you know, mystics and seers that people went to for questions, you know, throughout the world. But as civilization grew, a great deal of us have kind of left that behind and now are looking at science and technology.
Yeah. Yeah, more of an earth science, more of a druid, Celtic, back to Mother Earth type of science. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, yeah, and I think
it's never gone away.
No, from the beginning of time. I mean, if you go back to Saul and the reincarnation and what have you, it's it's all in the mystical terms. I do agree with you there. I tell you, David, the last show we were on together, unbeknownst to me or you, though, we had somebody listening that sent me an email. And although they didn't want to be singled out of a crowd and they didn't want to make a fuss over themselves, they did let me know that this woman was a 45 years old, divorced female, basically at the end of her rope. Her job had failed, husband left, housing foreclosure, credit cards maxed, kids running wild. But she was convinced that there was somebody trying to give her a message. And she knew why it was all happening. She just wanted to know, you know, how sorry did she have to be before it ended. And I passed that email off, I passed your email address off to her, hoping that she would get in touch with you. But in something like that, David, where would you start to untangle the spirit world with her personal life?
It's simple and complicated at the same time. A lot of people may have deeper issues at this given moment than another, maybe, but we all have a path to walk. And when I tap in the spirit, mainly something like that, they would most likely say that we're here helping you. Do not give up. Have hope, and there is, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. Spirit will not come and fix things for us, that's one thing that they won't do, so it won't be, you know, a solution to help them out of it. However, there is support on the other side, perhaps helping influence things improving for them, to whereas the amount that they're allowed to, but basically guidance and not to give up, because there always is a better tomorrow.
Yeah. Now, with this said, what has happened to her, this domino cataclysmic collapse of her world around her, could that be caused by negative spirits that are punishing her?
Okay, some people think that they volunteered to come back to pay karma or something like that, which is not true. And spirits don't punish people. We're all safe from that. They can choose themselves to change it instead of being where they're at. And in a sinking ship, they can choose to do something about it. The other time a spirit would oppress, which is called oppression, in this particular case perhaps, would be if they allowed it to happen in some particular way.
Okay. So it would be possible. Let's just hypothetically speak here, but say something horrendous happened that caused the death of someone. All right? And because of that, this person believes their collapsed life is because of that spirit. Is that possible from spirit back to real world? Can they influence the real world at all?
Yes, if that person let it happen, most definitely that can happen. There have been deaths from what I like to call spirit oppression and spirit possession. If they let the entity take over and just do, sometimes people do that because the entity takes the power of them and they like that feeling of the power that the entity is giving them, and let it run them instead of fighting for their own, you know, personal choice and freedom and will. They let it happen. Sometimes it can end up not too good.
Yeah. Now, you know, I led with this question tonight, and we kind of hit dead into a serious note less than 15 minutes into the show. So I do apologize, David, for throwing it at you instantly, but it has been burning in my email box, and I've been thinking about this for some time. And is there anything that this woman could do to alleviate this negative spirit that she believes that she has? Would she need to be exorcised, as they do in the Catholic Church?
I'm not. If she's religious, I would recommend that. She should start by taking back her own power and willing whatever it is around her to leave, taking charge. And I have, for example, for me, I have links on my links page of my website. There is religious people that can help her get rid of this. There are non-religious people that are neutral, that follow all faith as well. If she was to look on the website, which is on my links page, I have several spirit entity removal experts, that they could, she can see the facts, answers, and questions, and know what's going on. If not, that she can contact them, and they could help her or direct her to help.
Fabulous. Okay, so we'll get to, it's basically davidbakerspiritmedium.com, correct?
That is correct. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. So we will flash that through again before the show's out for sure. But the reason I come at the show tonight with this, David, is that, you know, we all tend to sit back and enjoy a good giggle and you know, the entertainment side of things sometimes. But you know what you do is very serious at times. It has some very serious connotations to people's lives, and we sometimes take it a little too lightheartedly.
That's correct. I tell people, and it goes from the non-serious tour, you know, I tell them, well, this is for entertainment purposes only, to the totally serious, to where do not be obsessed with my reading to you. If something is that important, then you need to go to more than one psychic than me, for example, and weigh the circumstances. Do what you feel is in your heart, or conduct, or contact some type of expert or something like that, but never, ever live to the letter 100% what a psychic or medium tells you. All that is just like a little bit of extra advice to see how it feels. Don't live by that, though. If it's that important, get additional information and weigh all the circumstances. That's what I always tell people.
Yeah, and that's a good logical way to go. I was going to take a quick break here and break to load up the phones, but guess what, David? The phones are loading. So we're going to run right into the phones. I'm going to open up our first line for the night. 510, your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
Hi, my name's Rochelle.
Hi.
I'm calling from Northern California, and I do have a question. David, for 6 months, I have been without a job. I left a job on my own, and since then I've been looking for a new career, sending out many resumes. Can you tell me when you see something coming for me and if this is going to be the job that I'm trying to manifest?
Yes, I got instantaneously, as you said, that the number 11. And so it either means 11 weeks or November. So right now you are in an energy of where you will find something. And I'm saying thank goodness for that, because most of the readings I've done lately, it's not till next year. I have a feeling that you're in that energy now, and you're on the threshold of finding something. So I encourage you to feel good about it, to know you're going to get something, and go full steam ahead, because it's ready and waiting for you. I feel you're about to get something pretty soon.
Well,
so
let me ask you.
For November,
let me ask you this, Michelle. If you had your dream job, whether you're skilled for that job or not right now, what would it be?
Well, the spirits may have another career path for me, but I do come from a business background, and I have been involved in international business. And what I'd like to do is expand on that internationally.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure if that's what's for me.
Well, I think personally, just from experience, that the things that I've loved to do have given me the most resistance, but they've been the most joy when you got there.
Good.
So, you know, and that's just from an old man. That's not, I'm no psychic by no means. David's the expert here, but, you know, you've got your head on your shoulders, so you know where you're going, that's what you're.
So this still could turn into next year, because November's here, and then, of course, we have the holidays, so it just might be early next year as well.
What do you think, David?
I'm sorry. Some of it was spotty. Could you repeat that one more time,
please? Oh, yes. I know you said 11, but it could still be early next year, because this is already November, and we have the holidays coming. So based on the prospects I have, it could still be next year, early next year.
Yes. Yes, it could. You see, 11 in this particular case is multifaceted. We're in the 11th month at this particular time. In 11 weeks, it'll be 2011, somewhat into the new year. So there's a point that you might ponder upon, because that, and when I said you're on the threshold of it, I would suggest that perhaps within the 11-week period is the most logical one, where this may come about. You may manifest something new, or the start of a new beginning.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, it's encouraging. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks for being on the show. Take care.
Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. We've got lines popping up all over the place, David, so we're going to jump straight to the next one, which is It would be 715, mm-hmm. first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
Hi, David. This is Maisie from Wisconsin. How are you?
I am very good, indeed. Oh, how about you?
I'm wonderful. I'm absolutely wonderful. However, I'm wonderful because I choose to be that way, but when I look at my work, making more money and so on, just like everyone else, I find that to be a little bit slow, and I'm wondering if you see anything for me or if you have any messages for me from the angels, that kind of thing, something I'm supposed to do.
Yes. Yes. They say that it's going to still be slow, that 2011, I've been getting a lot of it lately for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
That it's going to be a much better year, that you're going to hang in there, that we're going from the old energy to the new. It's not going as quickly like the recoveries have been in the past.
Right.
But this one is dependent upon people grounding themselves, being stubborn, being the pilot, the captain of the ship, and not letting that ship steer away off its course, but mm-hmm. to stay on board, go forward. And your energy is very powerful. You are a creator, that you are to know and not to have doubts or give up the ship, so to speak, that it will come to you. Anybody that wants to do something, actually, whatever we do on this earth, it helps other people in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting for you that there's, for some reason, there's a lot going on with you. You have a lot on your plate, and you have a lot of plans, and you have a lot of hopes and dreams. But I don't see you as a quitter. I see you as somebody that's successful, and I do see success coming. But, you know, I see some either struggles or hard work or something coming up in the next few weeks, that if you don't give up on it, you definitely will make a breakthrough on this.
Wonderful. That's just wonderful. Thank you very much. I also am paying, because of the slow business, I'm paying my debts by sending all my valuables to auction, and I'm wondering if you see something good happening with the auction. It hasn't happened yet, but it will either this month or next month.
Yes, it will. And I think one of the good things at this particular point is a lot of people seem to be looking for tangible assets of some sort or another. You know, gold, silver, antiques, jewelry, whatever. They seem to think that it's more solid than the stock market is at this particular time, which seems to teeter-totter. And so I think a lot more people are trying to get into this right now, has, an additional safety zone for their finances.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that I'm getting that the auction will be successful for you. Not only based on that,
wonderful.
But based on what I'm feeling.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, both of you. Have a good evening and blessings.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Blessings on your axle. And we got to keep going here because they just keep loading one after another, David. So 603, geographical location.
Hi, yes, New Hampshire.
And your question for David, please.
It's about love, and I'm just wondering about a gentleman that I'm wondering if you see a reconnection. I'm still in touch with him a bit, but I'm wondering if you see a reconnection with the two of us on more of, a steady relationship basis.
Interesting. What do you think, David?
Is this almost like a kind of a long-distance relationship, kind of?
Well, we are long distance. We're not really in a relationship right now. We kind of just started sort of talking again.
Right. I feel that it'll be okay, but I don't feel it'll come to what you expect or to where it may have been before. I believe it'll get to a certain point and level off. That's what I'm getting. And remember, whatever I say is not totally set in stone, but that's what I'm getting. I'm getting that it would be nice if it would be the way you'd want to have it, but I'm just not getting that it's going to be the way that you would wish it to be.
Like, what do you see it kind of leveling out to?
No, friendship, acquaintances, and things like that, but I really don't see it getting serious, if I may say so.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair.
Well, good luck. Well, good
well,
luck to you.
You.
Remember, remember, as David said earlier, don't just rely on one person. Get a number of draws on that energy, and then, don't kick him to the curb unless he shows no sign of going where you need him to go, right?
Right. I appreciate it. It's a blessing. Thank you.
You take care now.
Thank you.
And David, we have a Skype number on the line, so I can't give you their location, but Skype 111, your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
My name is Gabriel. I'm from New Mexico, and my question is, what do you see happening, coming up for me with my medical bills?
It looks like it's going to not change for a while, but then you'll get a break. I'm seeing about perhaps, I'm getting energy about three, like, and it feels a long three, like 3 months down the line. Somewhere around there, there's going to be something that's going to help you out. But right now, there's not going to be a change. It's going to stay the way it is. But in about 3 months' time, I see a breath of fresh air, a break, whatever that is going to help you out. Something different is going to happen that's positive.
Do you think like it's financial aid or is it something else?
Gabriel, it has something to do with finances. That's all I can tell you. But I can see a white light around the money sign, and it's headed your direction. Very helpful. And yes, indeed, it has to do with finances.
Okay.
Well, Gabriel,
I'm sorry, what was that?
So, Gabriel, don't give up. Have hope. Know that it's just around the corner for you, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Good luck to you, Gabriel. And that's the way it is throughout Chatland and everywhere, isn't it, David? There are people out there that are struggling, and they're concerned on how, if there is any kind of divine help out there. There seem to be a lot of people struggling.
I've called psychics and mediums myself for advice. To be honest with you, I do it. I believe in it. So occasionally I've done it, and sometimes it's been right on or a little bit different, or because I changed my mind, it turned out differently. But most of the time when I listen to it, it happened around the area. And sometimes I'd be knowing myself, and I'll be honest with people, to call like two or three psychics and weigh the circumstances of the information I'm getting. And that's the honest truth. I won't lie to anybody. So I recommend
they do the same. I think that's a good move. I think it's always safer to get a second opinion. In fact, a friend of yours coming on the show at the end of the month, Amanda Dowell, when she gives her medical intuitive readings, she makes sure that everybody understands, look, you know, don't just take it from me. Check it out. You know, get a doctor's opinion. But look in this area, you know, and that's what it's about. It's not a matter of proving you wrong or right by getting a second opinion, by no means. It's, I think that's very good logic on your part. And it also qualifies what you say, David.
You know, it makes total sense. You know, if anybody is going to look into something that's very important, even if they don't see a psychic or medium, for example, and they see a doctor and there's an issue with the body that's very serious, that they're really concerned about, don't solely rely on that one doctor. It doesn't hurt to get another opinion from somebody else, and then
exactly.
They can weigh the circumstances there.
Well, because, you know, everybody learns at a different pace and is more experienced than others. And if they don't hit the right master at the right time, I could see where they would need to, you know, learn from somebody else that has mastered that particular area. So, like you say, you call upon the spirits to help you, and you go to psychics and go through your spirit guide. So why wouldn't anybody else? I think that's a very wise move, personally, to get another opinion. So, David, as we listen to these callers calling in freely, do you detect more of a darkness in their concerns of late? Is it showing up, you know, clearly when you do your readings that there's darkness out there in the spirit world, a little bit of concern of our futures?
Not really. I know that the war with them is being waged on a bigger scale now. You see more terrorist attacks, shootings, and things of that nature. Yes, it seems like, you know, it feels like that, hey, we're supposed to be coming into a new paradigm of wonderful spiritual healing, prosperous energy, but yet I'm seeing more negativity. What's going on that's supposed to change? Well, as more people look towards spirituality and look forward to a positive change for 2012 and beyond, for example, as the world is changing that way, so will negativity will try to battle that and push it back. It's just a natural thing, like a magnet. A magnet cannot function without negative and positive side. It's always going to be that way, or that will not any longer be a magnet. You see what I mean? So whenever right. The good increases here, the negative forces increase as well to try and push it back.
And that would be the balance. That's correct. Is the yin and the yang, the balance. And I tell you what, David, Barbara Cameron's down in the virtual studio saying hello. And you and I are both busy going blah, blah, blah to notice her. Barbara Cannon, of course, is being on our show. Compliments of David Baker, and glad to see them down there. Let's take a quick break, David, and let everybody stretch their legs. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes and do this again. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful, Colin. Thank you.
Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Looking to email the show? The Night Zone. One word. TheNightZone@gmail.com. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered. We remind all of our listeners, KVN Mentor, phone lines are now open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
Our guest tonight is a psychic medium who makes contact with spirit guides, angels, and passed over loved ones. He passes messages of love, healing, and sometimes forgiveness. It is a certified medium, an angel therapy practitioner, and a Dr. Doreen Virtue, PhD.
David Baker, psychic medium, when we return. Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The Night Zone aligns itself to the universal signals of karmic energy. We are excited to bring you the Night Zone Fall Lineup. Tonight, David Baker, a renowned psychic medium, taking your calls. On Friday the 12th, the master of Planet X information, Marshall Masters, returns, updating information on the Torah Code and, of course, Planet X. On the 19th, returns John Hogue from HogueProphecy.com, Nostradamus, with John Hogue on the 19th. And closing out November, Amanda Dowell on the 27th, medical intuitive, psychic medium, and an all-around smart cookie. How can it get much better? Night Zone Fall Lineup Live. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your host, Colin Knight. David Baker, psychic medium.
David Baker, psychic medium in the Night Zone, in the shadows tonight. David, I have a question which was sent via email on our last show that I never got to. Now, the question's a little racy, but I cleaned it up. And if you don't wish to answer it, you just answer no comments. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All righty. It's from Jazz in BC. Do spirits try to communicate with you when you are being intimate with your partner? It was a little bit more cruder than that, David, but that was basically the gist of the story.
There's a book out called Do Ghosts Watch You While You Shower? It answers a lot of those questions that's made talking about ghosts. Actually, I have not heard of nor had that experience in my life. And I've heard others that have had supposedly haunted homes where the spirit or the, you know, the grounded spirit, the ghost there, would bother them in the shower, or they're, you know, intimate with a partner or what have you. But as far as myself, I've had spirits walk in when I'm eating dinner or doing something else, but not during intimacy, no. Has not happened.
Excellent. Excellent. I think I'm going to ask Belinda Bentley, who's in with us on December the 4th. She's a psychic sex medium. I think I'll hold that question for Belinda, too, and see what Belinda has to say about that. But that's an interesting part, is do spirits know their barriers, David? Do they know areas where not to go, if you know what I mean? Do they keep their barriers? Do they keep those distances respectfully, or are there some that intrude on them?
Crossover spirits that went to the light, or heaven, if you will, do. The ones that have chose to stay here for whatever particular reason, they also know that as well, you know, unless they had a really powerful mental illness and they're not cognizant of many different things. But a normal ghost or spirit would, yes. Now, if it's any human spirit, such as an incubus, for example, they are the type of spirits that generally people feel that something is holding them down at night. They can't breathe. They can't move. They feel fear. They're sexually molested, so forth and so on. Something like that, perhaps, has no regard and will do what they will.
Right.
Now, and I'm now sure that medium you spoke of to tell you.
Right. Now, when you give a reading, David, do you ever receive the information in, and I hate to stay on this vein, but in an R-rated version and then provide a G-rated to your client, or is it usually fairly is it usually fairly regular standard wordings, you know, or is it a little G, is a little R-rated sometimes?
Whatever I get while I'm on the radio,
right.
I filter it out in case there's family listening. I never go beyond a certain point on radio. I don't care what happens or what's been said. I stay within those bounds. But if somebody comes to me for a personal reading or I'm talking to them on the phone, I will ask them, what spirit is telling me? Do you want to hear everything 100% of what they're saying? Because I usually do not edit what spirit says for certain reasons. One, it brings out their personality, show who they are. Two, they might be wanting to make a point or whatever. But on that note, I have heard that. Yes, I've even been loomed by spirits, believe it or not. But nothing like that that I have received in a reading for somebody has ever been negative, where the person is name-calling the other person or judging them or anything like that. All it's,
right.
it's done that I've heard so far has just been through a sense of humor or the personality to get a point across, but not to put anybody down, if you will. It's all been positive.
Yeah. So you would include it, I guess would be the word. You would include it if it was to show that person's personality, to validate
yes.
that person as the person that it is, you know, like, you know, so that's how you would almost validate the character of the person.
I had this lady, and I was saying that this is your mother-in-law. I gave her a description, and she died from smoking and this and that. And I said, but she's quite a character. And she's saying, and I won't tell you the word she said, you know, and then started laughing. And the sitter, the lady said, oh, yeah, that's her. That's exactly her. You know, that's the way she was. And, that, you know, that's why I came through that particular way for validation.
Right. Right. Now, I'm just looking at the studio clock. It's bounced when we first started to 90 minutes, and now I see we have 19 minutes remaining on the clock, which takes us back to 60 minutes. So I'm a little unclear if we're heading for the top of the hour and then coming back in 30, or whether we're just on a 60-minute show tonight, David. So bear with me until I figure out what's going on with the clock, because it did just change from 49 to 19 minutes, which I thought was kind of interesting. I know we speak a long time, but I didn't think we'd move that fast. So when you're giving a reading, you focus, like you explained in a previous show, like a switchboard. You plug into that particular frequency of that spirit you're trying to make contact with. And I've asked you before if there are other spirits to try and break in on your conversation. But one question that came in on Twitter, and it came in too late for our show the last time, David, was do spirits speak in their native language, or do you receive everything in an English language?
Okay, I answered both questions. I can do it very simply. Yes, okay. I've had interruptions of spirits stepping in. Number two, and I chastised my guide for that. I said, don't let him in, you know, make him wait. And I tell the spirit. As far as I've read people from Singapore to Australia, from Switzerland to Samoa, all over the place. And a lot of the people that I have given readings to have never spoke the English language at all. In the spirit world, there is no language there. It's only needed here because we're in the body and it's like a mechanical action. When we get animated, right, we need to communicate somehow. So we're kind of blocked from telepathy like we are in the spirit world. In the spirit world, it's not really a language. One spirit looks at another spirit and they send their thoughts and feelings, you know, more or less, and that's how they communicate. So when I'm doing a reading, I raise my vibration, my spirit comes out of my body, and it's not my body that's talking to the spirit world, it's my spirit, but it happens very, very fast, faster than the speed of light. So my spirit's talking to them and comes back, and automatically gets translated in my brain. So if somebody is speaking Greek to me, it comes out in English, and I can understand the whole conversation. Now, occasionally, somebody, like I was reading somebody from New York, and they're speaking, the deceased loved ones were speaking English to me, but then they started saying Mazel Tov, Ovei, and all kinds of stuff like that. And I said, oh, they're Jewish, you know, and they did that to me on purpose to validate that they were Jewish, to make sure that I had the right spirit, but also as their way of validating it rather than showing me something, they just chose to say those words. But it always comes out in English unless they choose to throw something in.
Okay. And then that's an interesting concept, too, is, you know, would French psychics receive in French? Would German psychics receive in German? There's a story in the Bible where they speak of when Jesus Christ spoke on the earth, he spoke in many tongues. And I'm just wondering if the spirit world is doing exactly the same thing.
No, not really. They're only speaking, as I said, they're not really speaking like we are. They're sending out thoughts, which are pictures, feelings, and vibrations of different types, right, to get a certain point across. And so they all, no matter where they're from, it's all the same thing. But now if they're sending it to here on Earth to a medium in France, then it gets translated to their native tongue or to me in English or to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So if you had a German, French, and an American in the same room, they would all hear the spirit, but they would hear it in their native tongues.
That's right. Now, Jesus could speak in many tongues. It was necessary because he couldn't sit there and send thoughts to people. Not that he couldn't, but he probably didn't send thoughts to the crowd of people there. Instead, he would speak in the different tongues to get the point across to the other humans there, since we're now here on earth and not in the spirit world. See what I mean? That's why he needed to do it.
Now, during your teaching and as well as your therapy sessions, David, do you ever sense instinct that someone has either very powerful gifts or someone that you spiritually connect with? Are there those people out there that tend to give off some kind of emanation that would tip you to their abilities? Like the quickening, if you remember in MacLeod, the clan MacLeod.
Yeah, that's a very good point to ponder. What I will say is this: occasionally I get hit by it in a wave, instantaneously, occasionally, not all the time. Not everything happens the same way each and every time. For example, when I was speaking to Barbara Cannon, for example, and her son, who's also a medium. I already knew ahead of time that he was a medium, but I didn't know that Barbara was or the rest of the family was. And once I started speaking, then I started to get all this information to me. As I was focusing on Barbara's energy, I said, wow, she's not only a highly psychic, she's a medium too. It just started coming after a while. I was talking into the energy and got the energy moving and it started to come toward me, I start getting more information. Sometimes it's instantaneous, sometimes it just builds up, and then I start to get the information.
Right. So the reason I ask that is because there's been a couple of times that, you know, you do the quick over-your-shoulder check because you sense something, whether it's the animal instinct or not. There is that feeling that something made connection with you.
Yes.
Now, would that,
for sure.
Could that be a spirit? Could that be a spirit trying to make connection?
It could be another person thinking about me somewhere, and then suddenly I get a phone call from them because they're thinking. I get their energy, or it could be a spirit. If a spirit, it feels different to me, and I can tell the difference between a spirit, a ghost, or a human. The energy is at different levels and moves at different speeds and feels different.
Right. Right. Yeah. So what I'm trying to get my head around, and we go through this on several shows, I know, David, but is the amount of spirit action that is out there, the amount of spirits that are actually out in another dimension within where we live, and how they are communicating within their dimension, and how they have the ability, some have the ability to communicate over. And that's a massive population if you take both dimensions.
Yes, believe it or not, there's an infinite amount of beings, spiritual beings, and an infinite amount of dimensions that we possibly couldn't count. But there is always activity going on there, but we're pretty much shielded from all of those because they're at a higher vibration than ours. So unless there's a reason for something to come to us, we may not notice it unless we raise our vibrations and zero in on it. But occasionally, if a spirit comes to you, you'll look over your shoulder because you felt something. And that's because our energy, just like in the spirit world, when a thought, which is an actual thing, the spirit is near you and they're thinking about you or whatever, you know, they got to be thinking about you if they came to you. That energy goes to your aura, and it ripples through to your pineal gland and your nervous system and your brain, and you, which is a natural thing. Then you're sensing, hey, is there somebody by me, or what's going on? You know, it's all totally natural, but it does happen.
Right. I do see a 386 online, David, and I did get a flag that we have 10 minutes remaining on the show. So 386, we're going to open up the phone line. Your first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
My name is Sheena, and I am reside in Florida. And my question is, it's about a relationship question. I'm not sure if you're answering questions like that tonight, but it's involving a man that I'm involved with, a Leo male, he's older. And I was just wondering if we were a good match and if we were potentially going to be in a long-term relationship.
What say you, David?
Hi, Sheena. Thank you for calling. There's a grandfather or an uncle, somebody in spirit behind you wearing a hat. He likes to wear a hat, and he'd like to dress well. He's saying he's kind of like putting his arms out like he put you two together, so I'm getting that it's going to be okay.
Really?
Does that make sense to you? Yes.
Okay. Grandfather. And would it be on my mom's side or of the family, my mom's dad?
Yes, definitely for sure. He was a good person. I feel like he has a very friendly and wise personality.
Well, I hope that helps.
Yes, that would be him. Florida County, yeah. I was hoping I can ask if this was going to be long-term.
Okay, what I'm getting is, and I, you know, sometimes I don't like to predict that far because we all have lessons to learn one way or another, good or bad, whatever it may be. I'm seeing that this relationship will hold, but I can't give you the promise on the air that this is the relationship. But what I'm allowed to say or see and feel and tell you is that it looks like it's going to be good. So what I advise you both to do is think about the relationship. You have a common goal and do whatever you can to make it work. But as I'm allowed to say, it does feel like it's going to be a good relationship. So through your free will, you have a chance to make a really good go at it or not. But definitely,
well, I hope that helps.
Supporting it at this time.
I hope that helps you, dear.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And we do have one more call, David. We're coming close to the end of the show. But 803, first name, geographical location, and your question for David, please.
Hi, yes. My name is David as well. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hi, David from South Carolina. And your question for David?
Yes, I wanted to know as well, is there any messages from the other side from any of my loved ones pertaining to relationships?
And what say you, David? I guess
I'm
David
seeing,
Baker.
A male. Yes. David, I'm seeing either a mother or grandmother energy over there for you, and also somebody that's either a cousin or a friend or something like that that died younger that both seem to be there for you. And the female energy is working on something with you, but it's not going to be real soon. So they're working on it, and I don't see anything in the immediate future, but in the months ahead, and I'm getting into 2011, when you're kind of like between the end of winter and the beginning of spring, right around there, I see something coming up for you.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay. Okay, David, thank you very
much.
We appreciate your call, sir. And again, David, a lot about relationships and people's heartaches. And a lot of people are just not as happy as they would once wish to be. It seems that there's a lot of questioning out there regarding our society of late.
Well, a lot of people want somebody to walk in the door and, hey, this is my relationship. See, it works two ways. I'd recommend that if somebody is looking for somebody, that they would put a lot into it. If it's that important to them, go to a social event of some type, go to tourist places where there's hikes or luau's or some, you know, places where you can meet other people and get involved in activities and really make an effort. That's the best way to meet somebody instead of just waiting or hopefully you meet somebody in a job or here or there. Create it yourself. Do something about it. Get out there and make it happen. That's usually the best way to do it. That's my advice anyway.
And I think a lot of times when you've accepted the negative for so long and you've really, you know, swimming against the tide for a while, you do tend to get fogged by what's around you, and you do need to break out of that fog, otherwise it'll consume you.
Colin, are you a spiritual teacher or something? Because I can't believe that every time we talk about something and you put your take on it is so profound and so wise. You're amazing. You have so much wisdom in you. Maybe that's why I like talking to you, because you always ask the most challenging questions that others don't ask me. So,
well, I appreciate it.
Amazed.
You know, no, don't be amazed. You know, the check is in the mail, David. But no, it just seems to me that, you know, I see so many people that are walking around in that frumpy, you know, wowza, from the guy from the Flintstones with a little dark cloud over his head all of the time, you know? And it's unfortunate because they need to break out, and whether it's using a psychic medium to do the job or however it's done, they need to do that. And there are so many people out there, David, and it's almost heartbreaking to know that there are people out there with those type of concerns.
Colin, do you drive a lot?
Yes, sir, I do.
Do you drive in snow and ice? I'm just getting a message that you should be careful. I see it maybe dark in the morning or evening. Be careful in the immediate future where you're driving. Just pay attention. Because I see I'm showing you in a vehicle, sliding out of control, but nothing, you know, really, really bad. So I'm just getting a heads up from Spirit for you to pay attention in the near future.
We're kind of out of time, but could this be connected? I just purchased a brand new Nitro 4x4 because of that very same concern that the car that I was using didn't handle weather very well. So isn't that kind of freaky? And you didn't know about the vehicle.
No, but that's what I was getting. And also, even though it's better and safer, don't, you know, well, let's see how far, and I know you're responsible, you won't, you know, do it, but that's all I was getting, and maybe it's a validation for the new vehicle or something, but it has something to do around that particular area.
Right, excellent. David, once again, it's always brilliant having you with me. DavidBakerSpiritMedium.com, everybody go there and check David out, lots of connection sites, lots of help out there for people that have concerns and worries. David, it's a pleasure once again, sir.
Thank you, Colin. It's been a pleasure here. And, you know, I love your show, so I'll never say no if you ask me to come on at any particular time.
I appreciate that.
Even if the world's coming
much.
To the end, I'll do it. Okay.
I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, David Baker, DavidBakerSpiritMedium.com. Thank you very much, David. You're always a pleasure to be with. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We're showing a one-man countdown. We're already on the move. Next week, Marshall Masters on a special Friday night show, the Torah Code, Planet X. Oh, it's going to be a doozy. See you then.
Hey, Night Zoners, got a minute? I'm sure we all know someone who is experiencing difficult times during this recession, either with unemployment or financial problems, or in relationships. I have friends like that. I would like to remind you that we are all in this together. So if you have friends experiencing hardships, support them with your advice. If you have acquaintances who are having rough times, nurture them with your friendship. Show them kindness. If you have family members who are having difficulties, show them your love. And if you have people in your life who have almost given up, throw them a lifeline of kindness. Remember the golden rule, but for the grace of God, go I. Blessings upon your household. Until then, next time we meet.
This has been a Night Zone production in association with BlogTalkRadio.com.